So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where every single Sunday I do something just a little bit sassy. So today I've been in the space of creation with some of my friends of mine, and I've been working on podcast creation. And one of the topics that keeps kind of coming up for everyone that I've been working with is perfection. Yeah, and really requiring perfection before anything can happen. And here's the thing about that is, you know, I go back to this whole thing of the baby who's starting to walk. And if they said, you know, I am not going to walk until I can walk perfectly, you know, how could their muscles develop? So I want to challenge you today, just in the space of this very instant, to give up perfection just a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have something as beautiful as it wishes to be, you know? That doesn't mean you can't vision a book cover and have it be out creating every other book cover before it, you know? It doesn't mean you can't reach for excellence. It doesn't mean you can't stand in your greatness. It just means that when the concept of perfection or of never being enough, of reaching for something, the holy grail, reaching for something that you can't ever actually have, when this paralyzes you, you need to change it. I mean, really, I face this all the time. If I can't do something perfect, I don't want to do anything. And then what happens is I create nothing, and then nothing changes. It's kind of a downward spiral, right? And, you know, I'm so blessed. I'm going to just be my total self right now and just share with you my kitty is being really entertaining. And what I got was, he's like rolling around behind my computer. He's so cute. And what I got was, you humans think about the strangest things. You know? So as you go about your day, I'd like you to just challenge you to look at the perfection of the moment and just say it's perfect now, even if this isn't done, or that isn't done, or, you know, you don't have the ring yet in your relationship, or, you know, maybe you, maybe the grammar on one of your paragraphs of something you've been working on isn't perfect, or, you know, one of my favorite podcasts, Mi Propia Guru in Spanish and My Own Guru in English, I was talking with Elena, the creator of that program, and she said, sometimes I know my English is imperfect. She said, but what I do is I just do the podcast. I can't keep going back, fixing. She said, I just do the podcast, and I know that they know that if my grammar is not perfect in English, well, that's okay. You know, that's okay, because the messages can come through anyhow. Right? So as you go about your day and as you go about your creations, see if you can just let go of some of that perfection that has been paralyzing you in some area. There must be an area where being perfect is so important, right? And what if instead there was something else you could do? And you're going to want to find this for yourself, because everyone gets into this perfection trap. And, you know, what if you could love yourself the way you are right now, today? What if you could reach out and talk to your business before it's perfect, and get out of the judgment of it, and see if you could just say to the business, hey, what would be fun for you today? What would be great? How could we grow today? What could be exciting? Who could we help today with the business? Even before it is every single thing to every, everything's perfect. And, you know, I love the podcast business because it goes pretty quickly. And really, as you're creating podcasts, it's possible that they won't be perfect. It's possible that you'll stumble, or it's possible that the recording won't be as quality as you would like, or it's possible that your sound engineer won't be available for the edits you want, or, you know, it's like crazy, you know, all the things that could go wrong or might go wrong. But if you just, yeah, if you just said hello to your creation, and you let it be a little bit out of Control. Yeah. What if it's a little bit out of control? Yeah. I know that listeners of the Erica Glessing Show have been so abundantly patient with me as I've worked through some growing changes with the show. And I'm looking at bringing in guests that are just super light and super enjoyable, super creation-oriented guests this next semester. And I'm having a lot of fun choosing the guests, and it's taking me a little bit more time than it did last year. I'm kind of finding my way a little bit more as I expand the show's horizons. And so I appreciate every single one of you who've stuck with me through this as it goes through some changes. And I want to commit to you that making this podcast is so much joy for me, and I'm willing to not be perfect with it. I'm willing to screw up sometimes. You know, I'm willing to let the podcast take itself where it wants to go, and I'm willing to be the wind beneath its wings and help it get to everywhere it desires to go. And today, could you just, in this moment, know that at some level, you are indeed perfect right now, without changing anything or fixing anything or clearing anything. Yeah. At some level, you are absolutely perfect right now. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week.